I'd like to read with you, please, in Exodus chapter 3. You have a way, Brother Dennison, to make that very real. Exodus, please, chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock and Jethro, his father-in-law, in the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight as to why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. And he said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now the Lord will bless to us what we've heard in these few verses together. Oftentimes I believe that there is the necessity of individuals to have a turning point if this devotion to God that we've been hearing about is to rise as high as our brother has been suggesting. There is something about the Christianity in this respect that it's easy, and I would be the first one to admit that it's easy to come and go. It's easy to get caught up in a whole humdrum way of living. And many times God's people, and the speaker has been there, knows what it is to come to a spot in life, a turning point, even as Moses had it, even as we were noticing Abraham had it. We could look at Elisha and the great turning point that Elisha had of following Elijah. I want to take just a few minutes this afternoon, if I can, and perhaps to draw our attention to something that is very, very important. Remember that Moses was likely an influence in Pharaoh's house. He might have had tremendous influence in the house of Pharaoh, but nothing could compare with the influence that he'd had with God and had with his people with the experiences in the backside of the desert. Alone with God, in the presence of God, to know the mind of God. And so there's something about that. It sounds like a lonely business, but there's something about that, that it was a turning point as far as Moses is concerned. Alone with God, in the backside of the desert, to know the mind of God. And apart from that, Moses would never have been the man he was apart from that. Abraham would never have been the man that he turned out to be apart from going back to Bethel and to make sure that there was communion with God, that there was the enjoyment with God, and that there was something that there was on speaking terms as far as God is concerned. Moses sees a great sight. I want to talk about that just for a minute. Moses sees a great sight. He sees a bush. A bush. Had he ever seen a bush before? Moses saw thousands of bushes before, but he had never seen a bush that was on fire, number one, that was not consumed, number two, and that there was a voice out of the bush, number three. He had never seen that before. And as he looked at this bush, as he looked at it, he couldn't understand. He says, I will now turn aside. You see, what God was looking for, dear Christian, is what we've been reminded, devotion from that little woman. A devotion that rose high. But you see, what Moses needed was the fact that he needed to have some that devotion that was going to rise high.
He needed to turn aside and see. He needed to be in business for God. When God saw, now that's the key. When God saw that Moses turned aside, he spoke unto Moses, a voice out of the bush. I want to talk to you just for a couple of minutes, dear Christian, about being serious. About doing business in a serious way for God. Do we mean business today? I asked myself that question approximately 50 years ago. Do I mean business? Or am I going to be a young man that grew up in the assembly where it was 100 in fellowship? And the turning point, as far as I was concerned, turned out to be, I didn't know it was going to be at that time, but the turning point was when the Lord moved me out of the assembly with 100 and plopped me in the center of an assembly of 14. It was a culture shock. But it made me understand something. I'm going to have to do business for God or just drift into the woodwork. Thank God. Thank God. It wasn't easy. But I come to this realization. I've got to pitch in. I've got to do what I can do. I wouldn't be able to preach like a Jim Smith, but I've got to do what I can do. And do what I did and do what I could try to do. We tried. It was a turning point. I meant business for God. So, dear Christian, there are some 4 points that Moses learned at the bush. And I just want to share that with you. We read about the fact that Moses was told to take the shoes from off his feet. Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. There was something that struck Moses. There was something that Moses got a hold of that day. And that was this, that those attributes of the divine nature, as far as God was concerned, freely, entirely free of all evil. There wasn't a flaw as far as God was concerned. And he was approaching the mighty God of heaven. Moses, that's far enough. Take the shoes from off your feet, for where you on stand is holy ground. Number one, Moses learned the holiness of God. Number two, Moses learned the grace of God, because in verses 4 to verses 7 to 8, we could have seen that God saw the suffering of his people. He was going to come down. He's going to deliver those people. And he saw the grace of God. Number three, he saw and he heard the call of God, because out of the bush, he was commissioned to lead. And as he was commissioned to lead, yes, I know he had excuses, but there was something that he got.